We're here at the National Ethanol Conference, and during this event, Quad County Corn Processors was recognized as one of the industry leaders here with an award from RFA, which they give out every year, the industry award. And with me right now is Travis Brotherson, who is with Quad County Corn Processors, and Jack Burnins, who is with Syngenta, because the ethanol plant and Syngenta partnered for the process that's been used at Quad County to produce cellulosic ethanol. So first of all, we're going to talk to Travis, because Travis is the brains behind this, as I understand it. So Travis, tell me about the process that was developed here at Quad County Corn Processors to accelerate cellulosic ethanol.
Well, the Cellerate process, we developed that at Quad County over a period of about 6 years now. We've been working with it. And what the process is it's a way of using the corn kernel fiber, so the fiber that's already coming into the plant and the corn kernels, to produce cellulosic ethanol. Along with that, there's also additional corn oil and high protein co-products. One of the other benefits that we're looking at as well is some synergies with the Enogen product to actually increase the throughput of the plant and increase energy efficiencies.
Well, of course, Quad County made history last year. And tell me a little bit about that.
Well, last year, back in July, we were actually able to produce our first cellulosic ethanol gallons. So that was quite a momentous occasion, and a big thanks go out to everybody that was involved, all the guys at the plant, of course, Dwayne Johnson, our CEO, and also the Syngenta team as well.
Well, and part of the Syngenta team is here. And Jack, why did Syngenta decide to get involved? What did they see at what Quad County Corn Processors was doing that interested Syngenta so much?
Yeah, well, we were really excited when we first learned about what they were doing down there. So, sometimes innovation comes from the craziest places. And as Travis said that, they've been working on it 6 years. We were kind of interested in what they were doing. We saw the synergies that it had with Enogen. And we thought it was a great match. We're interested in getting the most out of every kernel of corn. And this was a way to get cellulosic ethanol out of the fiber that was already there, so more gallons of ethanol with the same bushel. And when we looked at that, and that's a lot of what we're trying to do with Enogen as well, and we just thought there were some nice synergies there that could take ethanol to the next level of efficiency.
Well, talk to us more about Enogen. I know we've done multiple stories on it in the last couple of years, but what is Enogen?
Well, Enogen is a corn that was specifically designed for ethanol production. We engineered the alpha amylase enzyme into the kernel of corn, and it gives some very unique effects in the ethanol plant. It reduces the viscosity dramatically, approximately 50% or more, and it allows you to do some things in the ethanol plant that you weren't able to do without that viscosity break and without the better hydrolysis of the starch into sugar. So with those properties combined with the Cellerate process, we think we can do some things in the ethanol plant in terms of throughput and energy reduction that we wouldn't be able to do with Enogen alone, and we wouldn't be able to do with Cellerate alone.
So as far as Enogen is concerned, though, you market this in a different way than traditional, I guess, for a corn trait, in that you're really going through the plants themselves, right?
Correct. The ethanol plant actually contracts with the farmer to grow the Enogen corn, which of course then contains the enzyme that they need to get these benefits in the plant. So we look at it as a win-win-win. It's a win for the grower because they get to participate in the added value of the enzyme in the corn. It's a win for the ethanol plant because of the additional benefits and value it brings in terms of increased ethanol yield, reduced energy throughput, increased throughput. And it's a win for the local community because all of the value that's going to the growers for growing that goes back into the local community. The benefit to the ethanol plant goes back into the local community. So we like to see it as a win-win-win. Win for the grower, win for the ethanol plant, win for the local community.
So the Enogen trait works specifically with the Cellerate process?
Well, yeah, I think it enhances the Cellerate process. So the Cellerate process obviously can work as a standalone, but what we saw was that the two technologies together can be a 1+1=3 kind of a thing. So we just, you know, Enogen has some very unique properties that benefits the ethanol plant. Cellerate, the process, has some very unique characteristics, and the two combined can take it to the next level. And so that's where our interest lies.
Well, Travis, you're talking about possibly this Cellerate process being used at other plants, right?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. We're looking at going out marketing the technology to other plants and installing it in any dry grind ethanol plant in the world, really.
So you're here with a lot of ethanol producers. I'm sure you must have talked to some people. How do they feel about what you've done at Quad County and possibly doing it themselves?
Well, there's been a lot of interest in the process, you know, from the award and that we've been given, and also a lot of congratulations, you know, on that as well. So it's been, a really nice opportunity to really get together with people, you know, and teach them more about what we're really doing at Quad County.
Okay. Is there anything either one of you would like to add that I didn't hit on?
I think just the thing that from an industry perspective, you know, we all want to see more cellulosic ethanol produced. Quad County has produced the first gallons in July. I think they're over 700 some thousand gallons last year. So real gallons coming out, and the potential of this technology is, you know, we could, if everyone adopted it, 2 billion plus gallons of cellulosic ethanol in from the existing infrastructure we have out there today. So we have a lot of interest. I think people are seeing the potential, and hopefully we can begin to roll this technology out on a bigger scale, as Travis said, to, you know, other plants that have interest.
Well, and Travis, how many gallons of cellulosic does Quad County expect to produce this year?
We're expecting to produce right at 2 million gallons per year from our plant.
All right, well, thank you both for coming by here, and I appreciate learning more about Quad County Corn Processors and the Cellerate process. Here at the National Ethanol Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.